T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Well, and it's a pleasure to bring this man on the program, Ernie Johnson, 4-time Emmy Award-winning host of TNT's Inside the NBA, and you can follow him on Twitter at TurnerSportsEJ. Ernie, how you doing, buddy?
Bill, we're hanging in there, and I hope you are too, man. Thanks for having me on.
It is a very can you, in your broadcast career, can you ever remember a time like this in which we've just basically been at a standstill?
Never mind a broadcast career. It's my life. I'm 63 years old. And I mean, look, none of us have ever seen this. I was talking to my mom the other day. She's 91. And I said, Lolo, just when you think you've seen it all, here's something new for us to all deal with. So, the impact on sports and on broadcasting and televised sports is one thing, but it's just this is so much larger than that. This is just something that, you know, it's something that you saw in movies and you said, well, that'll never happen here, and now we're dealing with this and seeing these staggering numbers, and my heart just goes out for everybody who's dealing with this.
So let me ask you this, because you have the Ernie Johnson, you know, journalism school and the broadcast school, and I wanted to ask you this because when you get into this business, 99% of us that go through the collegiate side of things and you get into this business, you're going through journalism. You go in through gathering facts, how to get it, how to get a story, how to confirm separate, you know, sources and such. When you with what you're teaching now, you know, I guess how, you know, what are you telling? What would you be telling young journalism students now how to handle this and how to look at this? Because on one hand, it's terrible. But on the other hand, this opens up a whole different realm of opportunity with social media, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, and let me get to the crux of the thing behind the EJ's Journalism School, which is something that we're doing online with Twitter Live. And when everything hit, Bill, it was like, you know, everything kind of came to a screeching halt, and you were saying, okay, what am I going to do? And I thought about, you know, I may just get on Twitter here and talk to people who are following me, you know, and just say, hey, let's talk about stuff. And I talked to our social media team, and they said, you know, you could do a Twitter Live, and I didn't know you could do that. But I did, and then I said, well, you know what, I want to just tailor these conversations to journalism school students, because I used to love it when I was in J school and a professor would bring in somebody who was actually in the business and you could pepper them with questions. And so, and it's also one of the things I love to do when I return to Athens, Georgia, and my alma mater, the University of Georgia. And I speak to classes there all the time at the Grady College. So, that's kind of how we decided to do it. And then I just started lining up my friends to all take an hour. So last Tuesday when it debuted, I took an hour on Tuesday from 2 to 3 Eastern. The next day it was Seth Davis, and then it was Brian Anderson, who you obviously everybody hears with the Brewers. And then it was Matt Weiner. Had James Brown on this past Monday. Stu Gotts from the Dan Levitard Show talked about how he got from Clark University through internships to being on one of the most popular radio programs in the country. And then yesterday we had Ali LaForce talking about the art of sideline reporting. And this afternoon, in about, you know, a little over an hour, it's going to be Scott Van Pelt. So everybody that I've approached with this, and I've said, you want to talk to some J-School students and take their questions for an hour? And they've unanimously said yes. Steve Levy goes tomorrow, another friend of mine from ESPN. So that's kind of, it was just one of these things, where how can I help somebody else out in this time? And so I said, well, let's help these journalism students who've had their year cut short and let them talk to the best in the business about how they got there and what kind of advice they can take. So I think that they're learning from them. And, you know, in terms of how a young journalist would handle this, I mean, it's, but there is no guideline. This is the rules are being written daily on how you are supposed to handle this and where you can go and who you can speak with and that. And so it's this fluid situation. But I've told some of these students, I told them the other day during my hour, I said, if you want to practice your writing skills, I said, this is an opportunity to do that. Compose something about what you're doing on here. Post it somewhere. You know, your thoughts on what this country is going through right now, you may help somebody else out. And so use the opportunity to write about it and connect your thoughts and express yourself that way. We're all dealing with it however we can get from this day to the next day to the next day, Bill.
And that's an excellent point because, like you said, this is unprecedented. People ask me all the time, you know, well, I think what people do is when they turn to us, they're looking for some kind of guidance because maybe we've got some insight being in the media that maybe isn't out there yet. And I tell all my friends the same thing. I'm like, guys, you're as old as I am. I've never done this before. This is completely new to me. The only reference point I had was when 9/11 happened, and that was for a week, and then we got back to, we're not going to let this keep us down. This is an unknown terrorist to us. We don't know where it is, when it'll strike, who it'll strike, whether or not we're even carrying it with us. So it's just unprecedented time. I did want to ask you a little bit regarding, you know, the NBA. And again, we've seen work stoppages happen before, but as I talk to many both on the mic and off the mic, they want a resolution to the season. They want a culmination. They want to crown a champion. But as we now talk about football getting pushed back and what's going to happen collegiately, what's going to happen professionally, you know, the two sports that I look to really kind of pull us back out of this are going to be the NBA and Major League Baseball, and they're considering doing it without fans. Logistically, I guess, is all of this the way they're talking? Is this possible?
Well, I mean, I think they're looking at every conceivable solution, and they would be remiss if they were not. You know, I think they're looking at, and I think what they're doing is saying, let's throw all this stuff on the wall and see what sticks. Would this be a possibility? Would this be a possibility? But at the same time, what's impossible to do is you don't know the time frame. You know, and I've talked to, you know, I've talked to businessmen in this time, and that's one of the things that they say, in small business owners who said, if we just knew the time frame, we could handle this. But nobody knows the time frame. Nobody can say that, okay, it's going to be okay after April 30th. Okay, it's going to be fine May 6th. Okay, what do I do between now and then? It's because of that unknown. That's, you know, that's the thing that, that so you can make this plan and say, yeah, this, we want to, you know, as you're hearing, let's go to Las Vegas and have a tournament there and quarantine the teams and that, you know, so sure. I'm sure that's been out there and something that's been discussed. Now, how feasible is it? And so how is travel going to be affected? You know, will teams be able to get to Las Vegas? What if somebody tests positive in Las Vegas, then what, do you quarantine that team? There were just so many variables at work there, Bill. And look, I love the NBA as much as the next guy. And I've been doing this for 30 years, sitting in that chair on inside the NBA. But look, if it came down to it, where it just wouldn't be the right thing to do, then that wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. I mean, that's just me saying what's on my heart right now, that there are more important things than the NBA right now. There's more important things than Major League Baseball. There's, you know, and to me, if you're going to try something like this, you better darn be sure that it's the right thing to do and that you're not putting anybody else in danger.
Yeah, no doubt. Ernie, great to talk to you. Real quick before I let you go, I just got a couple of quick questions. Obviously, you had a lot of fun here last year in the Milwaukee area. You're from the area. Boy, did the Fiserv Forum and those fans down there, they open their arms to you or what?
To the show, this they did. I mean, it was, and we talked about it. That was probably the best crowd we've ever had when we've done a show outside. During the conference finals when we go on the road. And I'm not saying that because I'm born and raised in Milwaukee. But the excitement that they generated, the goodwill that they generated, just the absolute genuine excitement with being in the Eastern Conference Finals and being a step away from going to the NBA Finals, it was so fresh with everybody. And the nights were just perfect. I mean, we just loved being there. And then, you know, we had the chance to go have a little cookout in the old neighborhood at Endress Park over there near Tulsa. And, man, it was just good for my soul. And so I will never forget that. I will never forget those Eastern Conference Finals. We'll never forget that trip back home. And just to refresh your memory, on opening night of the NBA season, I picked the Bucks over the Clippers in the NBA Finals.
Hopefully it all comes to happen. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see if we ever get to that point. Yeah.
Hey, real quick, I know that there's talk now of a Tiger Phil matchup too with Brady and also Peyton Manning. You were there the last time those two got together. How fun was that?
It was different, I'll tell you that. It was fun, but it was the most different broadcast that I've been a part of, Bill, because we had so many moving parts. I mean, I was working with, you know, Darren Clark and Peter Jacobson, and then we had like four other guys, Adam Lefko and four others on one set, and Barkley was over there. And you had, you know, two players mic'd up, and you're trying to hear them, and everybody else is trying to talk. It was really a juggling act. But it was fun to be a part of and to see those guys from time to time. Maybe you didn't get all the, you know, as much trash talk, quote, as you wanted to, but you had some snide remarks here and there and some side bets going on, which were entertaining. We'll see what happens here. I mean, I don't know if this is the way it's going to play out, if this is going to come about. But it's, you know, it's one other way that you would, you know, incorporate, you know, a couple of high-profile athletes, and maybe it would increase the talk. Because, you know, one thing, it's hard for really great players to trash-talk each other when they're both hitting great shots.
Right.
If you've got a guy whose game isn't that great and he's an easy target, you know, that's where you would get some really good sarcasm from guys like Phil and Tiger talking about some shots hit by Peyton and Brady if it came down to that. But we'll see, you know. And again, all of this is just, you know, chatter until we know where we are with the coronavirus and what we're going to be allowed to do.
Ernie, go ahead. No, I was just going to
say it's
a pleasure. I know you're kind of wrapping things up, but it's been a fascinating conversation. I wish we could go on for another hour and just talk about everything from Milwaukee to what's going on in our world. But I just wanted to say thanks. Thanks for coming on for a while. Thanks for, obviously, people can find the Ernie Johnson Journalism School on Twitter as well if they want to kind of look over the fence and see what it's all about. And I look forward to seeing you guys back here in Milwaukee hopefully soon. Hopefully we get through this and you guys are back here soon on the Fiserv Forum Square.
No, we'd love to do it too, Bill. We really would. And just to everybody out there, I mean, I don't want to run into your commercial break, but let me just say, I'm with you. We're all in this boat together, and we're all kind of waking up in the morning and saying, how are we going to get through this? And as long as we keep in mind how can we make somebody else's life better, today? How can we help somebody else get through this? I think that that's the key. If, as long as you're not just thinking about, oh, I'm bored or I'm this or I'm that, how am I going to make somebody else make their day better as they get through this? Let's kind of focus on that and see what we can do to help everybody else get through it.
Absolutely. Ernie, it's a pleasure. I hope you'll come back on the program sometime soon. It's been great to talk to you, okay?
You got my number, man. I'm available anytime you want. I got time on my hands right now, as a matter of fact.
Thanks so much, Ernie, and we will talk to you soon.
My pleasure.
There you go. Ernie Johnson, four-time Emmy Award-winning host of TNT's Inside the NBA. And he has right now the Ernie Johnson Journalism School on Twitter. You can find that there as well. And, man, what a terrific guy. You can find him at Turner Sports EJ, at Turner Sports EJ over on Twitter.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.